who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
A happy Friday to you, even if it is Friday the 13th. We hope the luck is on your side. Luck not on the side of the 76ers. They may need a lot more than luck to get out of the hole that they are in. Done for the season, and now have to chart their future with possibly James Harden, with possibly Doc Rivers, and with Joel Embiid next season. All topics we discussed earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can get on the podcast at foxsportsradio.com and hear what Aaron and I have to say about those topics and so much more. Plus, diving into what should be a very, very intriguing night in the NBA. As you heard Monsi mention, Bucks try to close out the Celtics while Golden State tries to close out Memphis again. A two-game sixes tonight. Last night in the two-game sixes in the NBA playoffs, count them, 1, 2, 3 of the four teams failed to break 100. Only the Mavericks were in triple digits last night and getting that win over the Suns, 113-86. The Heat dropped the 76ers 99-90. So you're saying, Dan, why? Who cares about these scores of these NBA playoff games? We want to know who wins and maybe if a team covers or not. Who really cares about the scores? Au contraire, mon frère, my friend. We care about the scores. And Aaron Torres sure cares about the scores because, I don't know, a bit of your online social media rivalry with a former NBA great kind of rekindled after last night's games.
Well, you know, first of all, NBA great's a little aggressive. That's like calling me, that's like calling me a radio great. I mean, you know, I'm okay, but, you know.
Sure,
I'm
you're
no
great
dude.
At radio, but, I mean, hey, if you don't want to take the compliment, then that's fine.
Oh, well, thank you. I am, you know, J.J. Redick is an excellent former NBA player. So, anyway, I'll try to make this quick so we can get into the actual conversation. But this really all starts, Dan, about a little over 2 months ago, sitting at home, getting ready for my Saturday show, watching the NCAA tournament, and Houston and Villanova are playing in the Elite Eight. You may remember that game. Little sloppy, you know, two great defensive teams. And as often happens, in close, low-scoring games, in big spots in the NCAA tournament, what happens? Casual fans are tuning in, and I started to see all of the, this is why I don't watch college basketball. It's terrible. I can't watch it. The product is unwatchable. And I was sitting there saying, you know, is the product that bad, or do we have two great defensive teams in a winner-go-home game in this situation? So I put out a thought on Twitter that I didn't think much of at the time, and I said, this is what I tweeted verbatim. I'm reading the tweet verbatim. I said, I love all the arguments I'm seeing today about the quality of play in college hoops or the product or whatever. Trust me, if NBA teams played 48 minutes of defense like Houston and Villanova are tonight, we'd see a lot of games in the 70s and 80s in that league too. Didn't really think much of it. And then NBA Twitter got a hold of it. And as you know about NBA Twitter, if you do not believe that the NBA is the most perfect product without zero flaws, they're going to come after you pretty hard. So the tweet made the rounds. And then our buddy J.J. Redick tweeted out, tell me you don't watch the NBA without telling me you don't watch the NBA. And so I bring it up because when what happened was J.J. Redick gets all worked up about that. And, you know, we're starting to see that more and more now. But I didn't think anything of it except – after he tweets, tell me you watch the NBA without don't telling me you watch the NBA, he then went on his podcast just a week or two or 3 weeks later. I didn't think anything of it, but here's what he had to say.
Bro, I had this tweet the other day. Some knucklehead said, if NBA teams played defense as hard as college kids, I bet you the scores would be in the 70s and 80s too. First of all, I mean, it's just math. First of all, the shot clock's longer. So there's going to be more possessions in an NBA game. And there's 8 more minutes of basketball. So that's not possible. But secondly, what he doesn't understand is you watch college basketball, man, I'm like, these guys have not evolved their philosophy since the 1980s or 1990s. Ridiculous. Yeah. Same sets that I used to run, that I used to watch growing up, that Kansas used to run. Yeah. I'm like, bro, do you know why it's so hard to play defense in the NBA? It's not because we can't, and it's not because we don't try. It's because there's space, and the players are so good.
It's because they're guarding you.
Right. Doesn't it matter what we do to him? He's just going to still make it.
Athletes, and you think somebody's just going to guard up and hold a team of 70 points that has a 30-point score on? Like, come on, man. No.
That was the Old Man in the Three podcast. That voice you also heard making fun of me, Dan Beyer, that was one Kevin Durant.
Yes.
So
yes.
How about that? But so this all comes up solely because last night, who was on the call for that Phoenix-Dallas game in which Phoenix scored 86 points? Who was on the call last Friday when the Miami Heat scored 79 points? Oh, J.J. Redick was, and oh, by the way, Dan, not sure if you saw the scores on Tuesday night where, the Dallas Mavericks scored 80 points, the Philadelphia 76ers scored 85 points. So I only bring it up to say, Dan, guys want to start calling me names on their podcasts. I hate to say it, I was 1,000% right. I got NBA players calling me all sorts of inappropriate names, but as usual, your boy Torres was right.
This is what is so surprising about the whole scenario, and where that conversation took place, to your point, was in the middle of March Madness, which was also during the regular season in the NBA. And I think it's bad foresight on their part to not realize kind of what you were saying, and the fact that no, you can, because the game in the playoffs is different than it is in the regular season. There is no doubt the energy, the fans the just the emotions that come with a playoff game are at another level. And that doesn't just carry over to the offensive end. It actually really just carries over to the defensive end. And, you know, to sit there and to say that you're going to play defense for 82 games out of the season. No,
yes.
like that's never been the NBA. And that's what I think that they were thinking that.
Yes.
I don't even know what they were thinking, Aaron. I like to the point of, we know that there are lockdown games. Heck, one of the greatest games in NBA history didn't have teams score in the final 5 minutes until Kyrie Irving hits a deep three for the Cavs to beat Golden State in Game 7 in 2016. I mean, nobody was scoring. It's back and forth. It's up and down, stop after stop after stop. Boston scores 21 points in the fourth quarter in their loss, even in a game against Milwaukee where they score 107 points. Like, you tighten down on defense. Boston locked Kevin Durant up in the playoffs. They were focused on him. And it's so surprising to me that I don't know if it's a forest through the trees sort of things, Aaron, but they missed your point, and then they tried to dunk on you with other stuff when in reality you were saying something completely different.
Well, and what was ironic, first of all, what was especially ironic was J.J. Redick's actual response was, this was last night, Do you know how a playoff series works? And I think his insinuation is that as the playoffs go on, teams know each other and figure each other out, and that we get low scoring games. Well, it doesn't disprove the point that I said to begin with. And what was ironic about it is to hear him kind of talk it through. What was interesting to me was, first of all, if you actually read the tweet verbatim, I never said NBA players don't play defense. I understand exactly what you said, Dan, that it's not realistic to lock down 94 feet like you do in middle school for 82 games. My point was that in tight games that, you know, where the season is on the line, defense is going to be better. Scoring is going to be better. By the way, to go back to our hour one conversation, this is why James Harden, except for last night when he just didn't want to shoot, this is why he's not as good in the playoffs, because he can't get away with stuff in the postseason that he does in the regular season. And so what was ironic was, I think, and it's social media and messages get misconstrued, I didn't say that NBA players don't play real defense, and I didn't say that they don't try and that they don't care, and I didn't make the argument. And I think there's sometimes where college people try to defend college to the bitter end and NBA people try to defend NBA to the bitter end. No, college is an insanely flawed game. I love it. I'm smart enough to know that it's flawed. I'm smart enough to know that the quality of play and the skill of players is significantly better at the NBA level. That's why they're professionals. The other guys, I guess you call them amateurs at this point. I guess they're getting paid now, so they're not really amateurs. But, you know, I think it was totally misconstrued. But then the ironic part was he came back basically last night and proved my point. And all I said is that you'd see a lot of games in the 70s and 80s, which is exactly what we're seeing in this playoffs, which is a credit to the talent and the skill, not only offensively, as you just said, Dan, but defensively as well of these teams in playoff settings.
Just to not have the wherewithal with it is, and to understand where you were, you know, coming from is just, yeah, it's obvious. Like you're not going to lock down. Listen, not every college team, and there would not be an NBA team that would be Virginia, right? I mean, that's not going to happen. But I don't think that was your point.
No.
To sit there and say that guys don't lock it up and ratchet it up a little bit more defensively in the NBA playoffs as opposed to the regular season, I think that's like a common. That would be the given in the geometry problem.
Well,
so to argue that is just it's absurd in my mind.
That's the other thing that's really funny is, you know, he did the whole it's a math equation, bro, and it's like it's a 48-minute game with 24-second shot clock. Well, apparently, J.J. Redick never watched the NBA before he actually entered the NBA, because I referenced this point in the moment, and I think a lot of people got it. The year before the hand check was put into place, and again, part of this, too, is not only does defense get tighter in the playoffs, but also the rules have changed. Prior to the rules changing, and part of the point was, college players are just, they're allowed to get away with a lot more stuff defensively than NBA players are, because smartly Adam Silver wants points and offense and excitement, especially during the regular season. Mm-hmm. But you go back to the year before the hand check rules came into place, All these games, the NBA Finals, these were scores of NBA Finals games in 2004 before the hand check came into place. Pistons Lakers, game 1, 87-75. Game 2, 99-91 in overtime. Game 3, 88-68. Game 4, 88-80. Game 5, a clincher, 187, excuse me. So, like, my point was that it was really more about college kids are allowed to get away with stuff defensively that NBA players weren't. But to your point, and just what he said on the podcast just didn't make sense. It's a math equation. They played the same 48 minutes with the same 24-second shot clock prior to the NBA rule changes. Oh, by the way, the stat that I always use, the game that everybody that we all remember vividly, the Michael Jordan, Byron Russell game that we all reverentially, it was the greatest game we've ever seen. Dan, you know what the final score of that game was?
What was it, like 89-something?
You're very close, 87-86. Okay. So this Michael Jordan, oh, he walks off as a champion. We love the NBA. It was 87-86. I said this on my show on that Saturday at the time. I've said some dumb stuff on social media. I'm sure most people have. I've even said some stuff where as soon as I said it, I said, I don't know if that came out right, or I probably shouldn't have said that, or that was just stupid. This was not one of those things, though, but it's like, you know, I guess this is just how social media works sometimes, where you say stuff with one intention in mind, it gets perceived another way, and then it becomes a big thing. Obviously having, you know, and J.J. Redick is a really good broadcaster, having one of the preeminent voices in NBA media then talk about it, it was obviously construed a different way. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of things that I've said through the years that are really dumb on social media. This wasn't one of them, and somehow it turned into it. So
I'll say this as well, to your point, the Miami Heat were the third best defensive team in points allowed in the regular season, just a tenth of a point behind Dallas and Boston, with allowing 104.6 points per game. So far in these playoffs, they're allowing 97.5 points per game. The Milwaukee Bucks allowed 110.8 points per game during the regular season. Milwaukee's allowed 99.8 points per game. I mentioned Dallas having the best average of 104.5 points per game. So far, Dallas has allowed 102.9 points per game. So those are three teams that are right now the best in the NBA in points allowed in the postseason that have allowed less points than they allowed in the regular season, two of which significantly less than the Miami Heat and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep.
So, yeah, the numbers are there. The Sixers allowing less in the postseason than they did in the regular season. Boston's up just a hair by 0.4 of a point, but still, I mean, the point of, you know, I mean, Miami's allowing 7, you know, points less than they were in the regular season. Bucks are allowing 10 points less in the postseason than they are in the regular season. The numbers actually back it up that is the case in the postseason.
Well, all I would say pretty simply and pretty straightforward, and then the other funny part again was, do you understand how a playoff series works? Yeah, this was kind of the original point that I was trying to make that you mocked with Kevin Durant. But hey, whatever. You know, so it is what it is.
Aaron Torres wins again.
I listen, you know, I'm like one of the, I know, Dan, you're a father. You know, you only have one right now, but trust me, if you ever have a second one, I was right, you were wrong. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like I just argued with my brother, or played, you know, pickup with my brother, just back and forth. So
I cheer for my picks more than anything, you know, when it comes to fantasy football, and, you know, you're giving advice as we do on our podcast. You're rooting to be right. Then not saying that you didn't believe what you were saying, but when somebody calls you out, you're even then that much more. Yeah.
Somebody calls you names that I can't call them back on my show here, but
sure,
whatever. So.
He's Aaron Torres. Get him on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. JJ Redick knows how to find them. You can find me, Dan Beyer, on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. We get into the mind of a Pro Bowl linebacker in the NFL and ask him how the game has changed in his eyes. That's next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Chad Brown, former NFL linebacker, now analyst and reporter covering the great game of college and pro football. I'll be joining us in just a little bit. I do want to touch on the NFL schedule that was released yesterday. I have found the worst game on the schedule, Aaron Torres.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
The absolute worst game on the schedule. It's not in Detroit, even though the Lions don't have any primetime games. I think there's a lot of shade being thrown to the Lions. I think they're going to be more intriguing. I even understand if people want to say, you know, a Seahawks game against the Lions could be the worst as a Seahawks fan. I get it. You're not excited to see Drew Locke or Geno Smith, but I think that the worst game on the schedule actually is Texans-Bears in week three.
That's tough.
There is no reason to watch that game. I am...
you know, there's no Allen Robinson in Chicago anymore. I think there's going to still be some growing pains for Justin Fields. Matt Eberflus, the new head coach. Texans-Bears is my worst game on the 2022 NFL schedule.
You got to be a really big Davis Mills guy to get into that one. I'm not going to lie.
Joining us now, he is a former Pro Bowl linebacker playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Seahawks, the Patriots, and a long, long time ago, a Colorado Buffalo who won a national champion, Chip. Chad Brown joins the program here on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Chad, how's it going?
I was going really well until you said a long, long time ago.
Whoa.
So that's
oh, come on. No, listen, I remember it like it was yesterday, and I'm sure you get asked about it a lot, and it turned out well for you. Let's start out with the Buffalo days. And you know exactly where I'm going with this, the rocket punt return. You guys win the national championship. Rockets punt return gets called back on a clip, and you had Rocket in your arms. Essentially, take me through in one of the most iconic plays in college football that ended up not happening in your role in that Orange Bowl play.
Well, Coach McCartney was the coach of the punt team at University of Colorado. So it was the head coach's baby. We typically had our punter was either one or number two in the country in punt average, total net punting average, all that kind of stuff. It was Coach Mack's thing. Our punt unit was full of starters. So I was the starting inside linebacker for the Buffaloes team that year, won the national championship, but I was also the starting right guard on punting. There was an offensive series where it seemed as if we were going to have a short punt and we were going to be able to kick it into the end zone. But I believe on second down, we got a penalty. Then we were sacked on third down. So suddenly there was all this space for Rocket to be able to get a return off. Our punter was instructed to kick it out of bounds. Obviously, we all knew how dangerous the Rocket was. Does not get that punt out of bounds. Rocket catches it midfield. And of all the Colorado Buffaloes on the field, I'm the one guy who got a good shot on him. I escaped my blocker right there at the line of scrimmage, was able to kind of weave through all the traffic and got a hit on the Rocket. And I was unable to fully wrap him up. I ended up having shoulder surgery 2 days after that Orange Bowl, partially because my shoulder didn't really work so well. He was able to kind of hop out of my tackle. As I'm laying on the ground and I can see him running down the Orange Bowl field, I was like, something's got to happen. Somebody could just, like, shoot him from the stands. Something happened, please. Luckily, there was a clip. Play comes back. We win a national championship, and I do not go down in University of Colorado lore as the one guy who blew the shot to tackle the Rocket on that play.
Well, and this is why I brought it up, Chad, because when I knew we were going to have you on, I wanted to ask about the play in general. And I remember the play. I didn't remember the details on the play. So I went back and I watched it last night, and I see 34 bounce off of Rocket. And I go, wait a sec, that's Chad Brown. And to your point, starters on special teams isn't uncommon in certain programs. I know Ohio State and Urban Meyer did it, quite a bit. It isn't uncommon for that to happen. I didn't realize the role in it, and I may have forgotten, but to your point of wanting to kick out of bounds or at least kick it to the end zone, I remember the play and thinking, like, there's no way he's going to return it. I had kind of even forgotten your role in all of this, so I don't want you to think I was throwing you under the bus, but it was just such a big, big part, and I say, wait a sec, 34 at a clear shot, and I'm like, that's Chad Brown. I remember your college number, and was just curious on how it all played out, and in the end, there was a clip, and you guys win the national championship. But man, for such an iconic play, like, do you get asked about that like once a week, once a month, or have people kind of moved on from that?
It's a couple times a year where it comes
sure.
up. And obviously our national championship is a constant conversation here in Colorado. And when you talk to folks nationally, there are some folks who want to point out to the Missouri game with the fifth down and then the Rocket clip call and how lucky our national championship was. We played the nation's toughest schedule that year. So to emerge from that gauntlet of the nation's toughest schedule and still find a way at the end of the season to win that game by just 1 point, I thought it was a well-deserved national championship, and I've got no problem talking about it because we won it. If we hadn't won and Rocket would have taken that to the house and there was no penalty and I was the one guy who blew it, I don't know if I would have had a 15-year NFL career. My whole morale and feelings about football may have been crushed by that one play. So luckily for me, that is not my story.
Well, Chad, really quick before we get to some of the Broncos stuff as well as some of your entrepreneurial stuff. One, I see you went to John Muir High School, which is about 10 minutes from where I live in Pasadena. But two, you know, I'm the guy here on Fox Sports Radio that I'm on every Saturday night about 10 p.m. Eastern time when the East Coast games are finishing and the Pac-12 kind of really ramps up. Obviously, being a former Buffalo, living in Denver, what do you make of the state of the program now? I mean, it's obviously not ideal in a perfect situation, but can we get the Buffs back to the level that they were when you were a player and obviously when you were in high school coming up? Because obviously, I am of the same age where I remember the Buffs being a national power, and I'm hoping, frankly, for the Pac-12's sake that we get back there soon.
Well, first, thank you for the shout-out for the John Muir Mighty Mighty Mustangs. Incredibly proud athletic tradition. There, number of NFL players, Jack Vaughn and Stacey Ogmon in basketball. Heck, Jackie Robinson went to John Muir. That shows you what kind of extensive athletic tradition is going on there. As far as the Pac-12 and the Buffs, man, for the Buffs, it's going to be an incredibly uphill climb to try to move to where we were. You know, we were a perennial top five, top ten program. At one point, there were more Colorado linebackers in the NFL than any other university. So it wasn't Penn State linebacker, it was Colorado. I just don't see how that is possible with the very clear disparity between the haves and the have-nots in college football. The Buffs, I believe, lost 12 transfers this year due to those kids getting better NIL opportunities in other places. So in, you know, Texas and the South and in the SEC, these kids are able to get guaranteed $200, $400 million deals out of high school. I don't believe anybody in the Pac-12 outside of maybe Oregon with some of the Phil Knight money can come close to offering that kind of money. It is essentially right now, until the NCAA puts some better guidelines on this thing, a pay-for-play situation, and there's just not that kind of fan base, not that kind of booster base in Boulder. Now, you know, Rick George has done a tremendous job, the athletic director in Boulder. They have stepped up the facilities. So now that the facilities are on par with the rest of the Pac-12, I think Nike's done a tremendous job with the bus uniforms. So facilities and uniforms used to be what kind of drove recruiting. But now that it's become the NIL landscape, I've got a hard time seeing the bus being able to compete just because the dollars are going to be so different for a kid who wants to go to Texas or Oregon or, heck, even USC. Those programs are just further ahead from an NIL opportunity. The Buffs are going to lag behind because of that. So the glory days, unfortunately, may never come back to Boulder.
Chad Brown, former Pro Bowl linebacker and current analyst for Broncos Tonight in the Pac-12 Network, joining us. Find him on Twitter at ChadBrown94. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer in for Doug Gottlieb. Would you have left Boulder if there was a if name, image, and likeness was available back then and you got another deal from, you know, another school? Would that have tempted you enough to leave?
Man, you know, at 51 years old, I want to say that I would have been focused on the goal and the vision that Coach McCartney presented in my living room. And I was at the school with great recruits from California and Texas and Florida and Louisiana. And hopefully we would have found a way to band together to achieve our goals that, you know, we stated when we signed there. But the reality of the situation is everyone's situation is different. And I don't blame the kids who maybe come from a single-parent background, to be able to give mom some money while you're in college, to give mom some money to take care of little brother and little sister who are at home. I don't blame the kids for making these decisions based around money, particularly if they come from a situation like I just described. I was a fan of sticking it out. And obviously the rules were far different then. There were a one-year penalty for transfer. Now with the free transfer and the NIL opportunities, we are allowing these kids, you know, to make choices for money, which could be, you know, something they need and their family needs, and I no fault of that. Or it just be, could be because, oh, coach doesn't like me, or I'm not getting to play any opportunities I thought I would get, therefore I'm going to go to some other place. And we may be training a generation of college athletes that you can just move on and ignore what you did or didn't do and that being the driver of your situation. Oh, I want to start some other place, so I go to some other school. Why not earn your starting spot? Why not beat out the guy who's in front of you? Show some toughness. Show some perseverance. So I think in the midst of these crazy times that we're living in for college football, we're losing some of that that made college football such a great trainer for life for these kids. And now these kids are driving the bus instead of being forced to earn their seat on the bus as they did back in my day.
So one thing I'm sure is the talk of the town in Denver right now is, of course, the NFL schedule release, as Dan just mentioned, and obviously a big opening night game for the Denver Broncos in Seattle, Russell Wilson's return. Whether you want to take it to that game specifically or just the Russell Wilson mania, I mean, what is that city like right now, knowing we all from the outside, knowing that this team felt like it was a quarterback away, now getting one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL?
Well, I think that feeling that the Broncos were just a quarterback away is echoed here in the city, and there's tremendous excitement. And so on my daily radio show, I've got to kind of tamp down expectations just for this year. I think the Russell Wilson era as a Denver Bronco will be successful and fruitful, but just for this year, people are talking deep playoff run and Super Bowl possibilities. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Nathaniel Hackett is a first-time head coach. Evero Ejiro, his defensive coordinator, is a first-time DC. Both the offensive coordinator and the special teams coordinators are also first-time coordinators. Russell Wilson is walking into a slightly new system. This receiver core with Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick and Jerry Jeudy, there's more promise than there is actual production. So I understand and I appreciate the optimism, but let's have a realistic look at where this team is and some of the hurdles they have to overcome before they could possibly be mentioned as a Super Bowl contender. So the draft process went well. George Payton did a good job last year. And this year, things are certainly trending in the right direction for the Broncos. But, you know, I'm typically not a, you know, dark spot on a dark cloud on a sunny day kind of guy. But some of the more realistic facts about this Broncos team are not necessarily being talked about enough and all these pie-in-the-sky discussions and optimism.
Chad Brown joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, former Pro Bowl linebacker, now analyst covering the Broncos and also for the Pac-12 Network. You played for some amazing coaches during your pro career. Mike Holmgren in Seattle, Bill Cowher in Pittsburgh, Bill Belichick in New England. I'm curious about Belichick because we're so focused, even 2 years removed from life without Tom Brady. How does Belichick turn things around? What are we missing that maybe we're not giving him credit for, even if we are calling him the GOAT? How does Bill Belichick get it done in New England?
Let's not forget, Bill Belichick went 11-5 with Matt Castle under center when Tom Brady was injured in that opening game quite a while ago. So there is certainly a track record of success with Bill Belichick outside of Tom Brady. You know, Matt Wilson was able to get some success. Mac Jones, which I had some success last year. Obviously, Cam Newton that whole year was kind of lost due to health issues there. But Bill Belichick is the greatest football teacher I've ever been around. I don't think that's going to change. As you get older as a coach, you don't forget football. You don't forget how to teach football. You may not be as it may not be as easy for your players to relate to you, but that was never Bill Belichick's strong suit. So the fact that Tom Brady's gone and moved on, I think there's probably a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I'm sure there's a determination to show that I can get it done without Tom Brady. And again, my experience in that locker room says I'm quite confident in his ability to get it done. So many coaches are very slavish to a particular system. And if they're missing this critical piece, then that system can't operate. Bill's system has always been, I'm going to do whatever it takes to kick your butt. So if I've got Randy Moss and Wes Welker, we'll be the highest scoring offense in NFL history up until that point. Oh, I've got Gronk and Aaron Hernandez. We'll pummel you to death with this two tight end thing, where if you want to put your linebackers on the field, we'll go with pass and exploit the mismatches there. You want to put your nickel defense on the field, we'll go physical and we'll run the ball down your throat. So he's always found ways to adapt, not just to his own personnel, but to the trends in the NFL. Am I going to be a 3-4 team? Well, now suddenly nose guards are overpriced, so I switch to become a 4-3 team. His flexibility and his knowledge of the game, I think it would be a mistake to bet against the Patriots.
Last one for me, Chad. You know, one thing outside of radio. I know you're very entrepreneurial. One thing that you work with is shipyourreptiles.com, which, you know, for people who don't know, like I read all sorts of weird stuff online, and I know about what happens when, you know, the wrong animal is put into the wrong ecosystem. I was telling the guys before, you know, there's invasive snakes that are tearing up the Everglades right now. So I know it's kind of a random, you know, tangent to go on, but I know you work with shipyourreptiles.com. I know there's an entrepreneurial side that I know you want to talk about a little bit.
Yeah. So I had pro exotic reptiles. I think most folks know as a player, I was a reptile guy. I founded pro exotic reptiles my rookie year in the NFL, grew that business to become one of the largest reptile breeders on the planet and produced thousands of baby reptiles and sold them all over the globe. And I started Ship Your Reptiles to help those other businesses and hobbyists who are in the reptile space to be able to get their animals from themselves to their customers, whether it's a pet store or an individual customer. So we ship thousands of baby reptiles every single week for customers all over the United States. And we certainly have done everything in our power to raise the standards of the reptile industry, recognizing that sensational stories like the ones you're talking about, reptiles in the Everglades, are always going to grab attention and can shed some negative light upon our industry. So our shipping practices, making sure that you don't put a giant python in the box and it gets out in the middle of a FedEx facility, that's obviously bad news for the reptile world, and it doesn't make us a very sympathetic industry for the rest of the general public. So we've got to do everything in our power as reptile folks and animal folks to make sure that we don't are responsible in what we do. And part of that is making sure animals, when they're no longer desired as your pet, that you find an appropriate place to put those animals, because letting them go outside in the Everglades or wherever you may be living is certainly not a way of disposing of those animals. So Ship Your Reptiles is my current business focus outside of my broadcasting career. We also do business as Ship Your Aquatics for folks who need to move fish or corals or any aquatic plants or things like that. I've also got Ship Your Invertebrates for folks who are into spiders and scorpions and creepy crawlies. We sell you all the packaging material you may need. We help you pack those animals. We help you execute a successful shipment. So if you're a military mom who needs to move little Timmy's turtle from Tennessee to Texas, we can help you out with that. Or if you're a coral breeder who's going to be selling 50 pieces of coral today and another 50 pieces of coral tomorrow, I can help everybody from the single shipper all the way up to the large volume shipper with my Ship Your companies.
Chad Brown, great information. More than 450,000 packages shipped this following up his great NFL and collegiate career. Chad, we appreciate the time. Love the insight. Can't wait to talk again soon. Thanks so much.
This was a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. The draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can get Aaron Torres on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Yes, the Doug Gottlieb Show. Aaron and myself sitting in for Doug today. But we're going to hear from Doug right now in a segment we like to call...
And now...
What does the Fox say?
Doug weighing in on Sixers head coach Doc Rivers.
I'm sure that James Harden last night, I don't want to play for this guy. And now he has a player option, or they can extend him. And it feels like Doc Rivers is saying, you know what? You can have him. I can go into TV, or I can go coach the Lakers. You don't get that unless there's another vine as you're swinging through the jungle. There's another bus on the way that you can catch. You know there's another gig out there, or just the gig that you have. You're like, eh. The Sixers are an abject disaster, despite the fact they have some amazing talent on the team.
And I think that's interesting from Doug's point of view, and it's kind of why I just don't think that this is over yet. With Doc Rivers, of if he wanted to go to the Lakers, maybe it's Daryl Morey saying, all right, he's going to be our coach. You give us something for Doc. You know, that you figure it out that way. Or Doc, if you don't want to be here, you quit so we don't have to pay, you know, the rest of your contract. That's why Daryl Morey saying that Doc's going to be back next year, I don't think is the end of the story.
I tend to agree with you, Dan. You know, Doug, I think, hit on a lot of the stuff that we talked about in hour one, and it feels like even though everybody said all the right things, well, I don't want to say that because James Harden didn't say all the right things last night, but You know, Daryl Morey kind of comes out today and makes his comments about Doc Rivers' future. It seems as though, and Doug talked about this throughout the show today earlier, is that, you know, they're simply, you know, he was getting defensive late in the season. He was standing up for himself. It feels to me like a guy that, one, I don't know that they want him back, but two, I don't think he has all that much interest in being there anymore.
Yeah, it just seems like a no-win situation, because no matter what happens with Harden and no matter what happens with Embiid, Doc is still going to get blame, and Doc has shown over these last 3 weeks he's not down for it anymore.
Nope. What does the
Fox say? And Sixers, by the way, if you missed Monty's update about 15 minutes ago, also lost Danny Green with a torn ACL in last night's season-ending loss to the Miami Heat. So that is a tough one to take. Get Aaron again on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me, Dan Byer, on Twitter at Dan Byer on Fox. Today's show is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines of the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you are ever lucky enough to have your favorite team win a title, you know that life has changed. We'll explain next on Fox.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.